Hamas pays Palestinian workers with monopoly money. 20th of June, 2006. This is Dennis Zim for UnNews. Gaza Strip Mall. Thousands of Palestinian workers got paid for the first time since Hamas won parliamentary elections in Gaza last March. The political hummus-eating party, branded a terrorist group by the United States, the European Union, and Bill Gates, had lost the benefit of Western aid. Consequently, without funds previously available for humanitarian aid, the formidable arsenal of rocks for throwing has dwindled, and such WMDs as slings, pissy old Soviet-era rockets, and pistols are almost impossible to find. Government workers are going unpaid and without Baba Ganoush for months at a time. But on Monday, the Hamas leadership finally solved the fiscal problem by declaring monopoly money to be the official currency of Palestine. The currency, first minted in 1935, is immensely popular around the world and very recognizable, making it a good choice for the Palestinians. Foreign Minister Mahmoud Zahad commented, quote, "Who wouldn't take monopoly money? There is plenty of supply. It's nice and colorful and very cheap to print," unquote. Representatives from the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund support the decision as a sound economic step forward by Hamas. After the announcement, analysts predicted that the emerging Gaza Strip economy could boost a sagging Palestinian economy, leading to increased productivity and viscosity. The analyses prompted a spike in the value of monopoly money on the major world markets. Spot prices at 4 p.m. yesterday on the London Exchange were at 550 monopoly dollars per U.S. dollar, an improvement over yesterday's 4,600-to-1 ratio. Investors shunned the euro in favor of the monopoly currency, and some experts predict that Palestine will soon surpass China as the rising economic powerhouse. A real estate boom in the area is imminent, with houses and hotels sprouting up everywhere. A new flat tax of 10% or $200, whichever is less, was also praised by the brainy guys at Harvard University's Jimbo Wales School of Economics. Palestinian citizens rushed to the banks to exchange new Israeli shekels and the Jordanian dinar for crisp new bills, with bank employees feverishly opening monopoly boxes by the hundreds. When asked what he'll do with the money, local bomb maker Abu Hassan chuckled and said, quote, "I'll go buy a piece of the Gaza Strip boardwalk," unquote. Local officials stressed that Palestinian citizens must be careful about how they spend their money, and that any unpaid taxes will result in, quote, "go directly to jail," unquote, cards, and, quote, "not collecting their salaries," unquote. The average monthly salary in the Gaza Strip averages about 200 monopoly dollars. President Abbas also stressed that people should donate to the community chest to help build local infrastructure. He promised some of the donated money would be used to build free parking in Gaza City. Funds are also slated for the territory's dilapidated electric company and waterworks. Residents of the West Bank are also hoping to receive some of the cash, but officials say that the B&O Railroad, i.e. the Bethlehem and Omar Yunis, must be completed first. Israel praised the unveiling of the new currency, but was skeptical about long-term effects on the beleaguered peace process. It refused to abolish the $75 luxury tax on Palestinians who work in Israel. Quote, "We just can't take the chance," unquote, explained Prime Minister Olmert. Israeli neo-hippies gathered on the steps of the Baha'i Shrine of Bob Dobbs in a sunset ceremony, chanting encouragement to Olmert to, quote, give peace a chance, unquote. The new bills range in value from $1 to $500 and are easily distinguished by color. In lieu of coins, pewter tokens with various shapes are being used. A thimble is a 1 cent, a cannon is 10 cents, and the top hat a 25 cent piece. A special collector's edition token of the AK-47 rifle, the Palestinian national weapon, is worth one half of a Monopoly dollar. This has been Simulator for Reverend Zim for UNnews. Thank you for listening.